The mouse babe curled his lip scornfully at Slip's ignorance.
Vermin your size should have known that. She's gonna get food vickles for you, stupid.
The sea rat captain brought his face close to the dibbon, sneering nastily.
Don't call me stupid, and I'm a rat, not a vermint.
The mouse babe sat himself on Blaggett's lap in a businesslike manner and explained patiently to Slip.
Rats is vermints. Any beast know that. And if you're not stupid, then don't ask stupid questions.
Slip began drawing his cutlass, then thought better of it, blew a snort of exasperation and glared at Blaggett.
Why did you have to go and find this wise mouth? Why didn't you just bring back victuals like I told you to?
He growled. Blaggett stroked his new friend's head fondly.
He don't mean nothing, Captain. You leave the little talk to me. I'll wager we can chat like old messmates. Avast, here's the mermaid back with victuals.
Fertile ambled up and emptied her apron. Two apples, some wild plums, and a small pile of blackberries tumbled out. The sea rats began wolfing down the fruit.
You making yourself sick picking it all down,
she chided them.
Chew 10 times and swallow more slow. E Mother Mellis allus saying that to dibbons.
Slip spat out a plum stone.
What's a dibble?
He asked.
Usn's dibbons, sir. Bain't diddles.
Blaggett polished an apple on his stomach, saying,
How where does dibbons live? In little tents like yonder one.
The mouse babe popped a blackberry into his friend's mouth.
Nor a tent, only a blanket. We come from a happy, name a Redwall, bigger place than this high.
He held a tiny paw as far over his head as he could to indicate the size of the abbey. Slip whispered to Blaggett.
Find out where it is.
The mouse babe shook his head despairingly and pointed an accusing paw at Slip.
No whispering, it's bad manners. We take you to Redwall in a morning, if we can find it.
An hour later, the two dibbons were sound asleep in their tent. Slip scoffed at Blaggett, who sat at the entrance watching them.
Ahoy, nursey maid. Do you reckon they'll want a drink of water in the night?
The sea rat took off his tattered jerkin and carefully covered the two small creatures.
Aye, well, if they do, Captain, I'll get it for him.
Slip tossed an apple core at Blaggett.
Well, look at you, the bold sea rat, you butter-brained brute. Have you gone soft all of a sudden?
Don't cush nothing to be nice to babes.
Blaggett shrugged.
Mayhap, if some beast had been nice to me when I was a little shrimp, I wouldn't have growed up to be no sea rat. Might have been good and respectable. Who can tell, Captain?
Slip leaped up and grabbed Blaggett by the throat.
You have gone soft,
he snarled.
Well, listen, soft rat. When we gets to this Redwall place, there might be plunder and killing, so don't you go soft on me then, or else you'll feel my cutlass across your gizzard. You hear?